Good morning, everyone. We have two main teachings coming from our gospel today about discipleship and its cost and what is necessary. And Jesus is always going to correct an improper way of thinking of the time where Jesus lived. And in our gospel, we are told a man approached. According to Luke and Matthew, it is a rich young man, meaning he is of a very particular social standing in his community and of his time. So we are told this rich young man approached Jesus and asked him, "What must I do to have eternal life?" My friends, his use of the title good teacher towards Jesus and how he asked the question, "What must I do?" implies deeds, doing deeds, and indicates that the young man, and I would agree with all the scholars because he has a particular social standing, that he has been influenced by the teaching of the Pharisees. And Jesus responds first by summarizing the commandments to him and making it clear to the young man, "You must follow those commandments." The man replies to Jesus, telling him, "I have observed all the commandments since I was a child." In that, Jesus knows the man is very sincere, for he knows the hearts of humans, and he knows this man is sincere about it. And obviously it moved Jesus because we are told that Jesus loved him. So much so is he moved that Jesus extends an invitation to this man to become one of his disciples, meaning one of the apostles in this instance. But then Jesus puts out something to him that is astonishing not only to him but to the disciples that are around him. Jesus warns the man, "You must rid yourself of your many possessions and wealth in order to be unburdened, in order to come to me and to be with me." At that statement, we are told the man's face fell and he went away very sad. For we are told he has many possessions. In the Greek, we are told he had many good things. The young man had been offered the chance of a lifetime, a choice, a different path, a path that would be the opportunity for him to be very, very close to Christ. The young man had to make a choice, and it appears that he has made the wrong one. He preferred his wealth and possessions. He was in love with them, and they possessed him. My friends, in the scriptures, this is the only personal invitation we see Jesus offer in the gospel to someone that it is refused. The man walks away from Jesus. I think it is safe to understand that Jesus is saddened by the rejection, you know, that is happening here. What the story tells us for sure is that God expects more than merely keeping the commandments. To be a disciple of Christ involves being in a deep relationship, a relationship that will require much self-sacrifice. And this relationship must image the very same type of love and faith and commitment that Jesus exhibits to the Father. And, my friends, another way of looking at it, to understand what Jesus is getting at, would you expect a parent to be happy with a child that merely keeps the house rules? You shall take out the trash. You shall go to bed at 10 p.m. You shall not be on the internet. See? Now, friends, house rules are good. They help to keep the peace of the household. My friends, but I believe, and I think you agree with me, that is not all that a parent hopes for in their child or expects from their child or children. At the very least, they expect love. And then that love is to manifest itself by the child wanting to be part of the very life of the parent and parents and to take on their values. Would you not agree? Parents, I see children. Children, listen very carefully. You see what I'm getting at? God desires the same thing. He is your father. He wants more than just you following the rule. And especially not because you want to get something, because you followed the rule. My friends, this is how it is with God. He wants us to love him completely from the heart. Not merely keeping the commandment, but by emulating his own begotten Son, Jesus. Adopting the ways of our Lord, his attitudes about everything. In turn, Jesus absolutely expects his disciples to put God first and foremost in their lives, holding nothing back from God. Now, my friends, regarding this man in the gospel, he lived a just life. We know that because he says, I have kept the commandment. But something was off. He still comes to Christ. What must I do? A deeper spiritual life was eluding him. Something was in the way, and he knew it. That is why Jesus said to him, not to everyone else around, to him, you are lacking one thing. Wealth for him trapped him and possessed him, and it was a hindrance to him. My friends, I want you to clearly understand, wealth in and of itself is not evil. If it were, Jesus would have directed the young man to destroy his possessions, not to give them to someone else who could be corrupted by evil. You see? Wealth isn't the evil. Is what is done with it. And Jesus slips in a direction that we overlook. He tells the man what you should do with it. I want you to let it go. I want you to give it and help other people with it. That's the proper use of wealth. The man's preoccupation with his wealth and possessions robbed him of his freedom. What freedom? To be able to enter more deeply into faith and a relationship with Christ. It deprived him of the opportunity to draw close to Christ and to be of service to God's kingdom and to come after the one thing he wants. I question, did the man see eternal life as just another possession that he wanted to have? As a possession? Because we're told he had many, was this another one? And this is why he says, what do I have to do? I've done all these things, what more? And Jesus knew for this man, his attachment to possessions, if left unchecked, could lead him away from God and perhaps into sin. We are told that Jesus' disciples are dismayed by these words because the Pharisees have taught them, comes from Deuteronomy 28, that if you have many things and money, God loves you and blesses you. And if you don't, God doesn't love you and he doesn't bless you. Does that work for you? Yeah, I know. That's what they believe. That's why the apostles are like, wow, what? If a rich person can't get into heaven, then who can? Oh. So Jesus is correcting this thought. I've read Deuteronomy chapter 28 over and over again. I don't know how they got to that, because that's not exactly what it says, but that's typical of the Pharisees. And Jesus squashes this erroneous, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to get in to heaven. And my friends, it's certainly a very dramatic analogy, but it drives home Jesus' point. So much so that the apostles' attention are now on that. And they ask, who's going to be saved then? How are we going to be saved? The Pharisees had put forth incorrectly wealth was a reward, and that a person could earn their salvation. They could buy their way into heaven. Wow. They could, of their own accomplishment, get to heaven. Salvation originates with God. Jesus says, for people it is impossible, but not for God. Therefore, salvation originates with God, not from humankind. It is God who saves us in his gracious love and mercy and free will, not we who earn or merit heaven of our own efforts. Now, be careful, because God does want and require our cooperation in the working out of our salvation. We must participate in it. But it is always he who initiates the process and sustains us in its unfolding. Salvation is from God and God alone. Now, my friends, the example that Jesus uses for the rich man is for him. But the application is, what is in your life that needs to be removed? What are you attached to that is getting in the way of you becoming wholeheartedly and fully a disciple of Christ? Not just someone who comes and sits in the pew on Sunday. Clearly, Jesus is saying that is not enough. And this is not to bribe. I can remember about 20 years, 25 years, I can't remember any of it. But in the 20 or 25 years that I can remember, I was not at Mass 3 times. 2 times happened this year. One because of this operation. One because the priest who I was on vacation with said he was bringing what we needed for Mass and then didn't. And at 8 o'clock at night when we were going to have Mass in the hotel room, we couldn't. And then I couldn't go to confession to him because he was part of the problem. If both priests are in on it, they can't go to each other. They have to go find another priest. So we were in a mess. And the other time was when I was traveling. Yes, it was commanded, but it was out of love of God that it became a priority. You see, it was my love for him that makes me want to do this. This is what Jesus is getting at. It must be more than just a command that you receive something in return for it. Jesus is talking about a relationship that he wants us to have. And sometimes it's not money. Sometimes it's ego and pride. One's ego and pride prevents them from becoming a better disciple. Sometimes it's another person gets in the way. That's not a good relationship for you. And it's getting in the way. And sometimes it is things. Sometimes it's the football game. I only say that because we're light, and I know the game is going on. And friends, your pastor, for me, it was not enough that I kept the commandments. It was not enough that I went to Mass. Jesus said to me, one thing more is needed from you. You know what that is? Being a priest. More. But do not think he does not say that to you. He says that to you. You better listen. Something more is needed. Something more, something more, something more. That's not a judgment from your pastor. It's the scripture. Something more is needed from you. You need wisdom to figure that out. You need his grace to figure out what that is. So my friends, we need to pray deeply about that and then move to it. As you said, it took me a long time to, well, I knew I was just being stubborn with him. Just kept humming, one more thing, one more thing, one more, he still does. One more thing, one more thing. Yes, my Lord, what is it this time? And then I do it out of love. I spoke to my father and father that way too. So I'm not surprised that I speak to God in the same way. So my friends,